R.
Okay, try it again, Ed.
DC2BZB, DC2ECM. Well, your audio is a lot better.
Yeah, well, I'm on the mobile rig, the FTM 500. When I talked to you before, I had just grabbed my my old VX8, and I'm really not sure if that radio is working properly. You know, it's, well, it's a VX8. I never really was super happy. I like the radio itself. But I always thought it was not quite up to snuff.
USL, and I'm up to play.
Got about 10% of that. You were out of the repeater more than you were in. Yeah, you know, I meant to tell you, and I'm trying to remember who makes it. Oh, not Commodore Diamond, but one of the, like, second-tier antenna manufacturers. That antenna you got, I think, is a clone of theirs. And it's a very unique antenna because, you know, the shape is nice and short. And that one, the name brand one, does work very well in case you wanted to swap it out.
Yeah, I might look into that. I really only bought it for the mount. You know, it came with the antenna. That was less than just buying the diamond.
I got a bit more of that, but still, you got to drop it out a bit. Yeah, I mean, I got the same issue. It's funny, out yesterday, and I thought maybe just the connections were loose, so I tightened them up. It wasn't working at all. I don't know what, you know, I got to do some troubleshooting, or it might just be cheap place the antenna and the coax. You know what, on that Lance transmission, and you dropped out.
All right, Joe, I'm going to sign that. No point in, I'll have to trouble the antenna. 73, KQEM.
73 at KC2BZB.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2V heater.
NY2H Mobile.
NY2H QEM.
A little bit noisy. Come back again with the call.
Kilo 2, go pop up my K2EPM. Just curious about making
the machine. K2PM, NY2H. I still didn't get the rest of that, but a little bit noisy. So, where are you? What machine are you coming in on?
K2PM, I am at the Northern Parkway on top of the Millbrook Parkway, and I'm coming in on 850, and I think it might be my antenna. So I will just go back to listening mode. K2EPM.
That was a lot better, actually. And, so that's okay. I'm not sure if I know you or not. What's your name?
My name is Ed. And, I've been a member 20-something years. I don't know, about 27 years.
Yeah, because the call sounds familiar. All right, Ed. Here, NY2H. And, it's a beautiful day. And also, that transmission was good. I made a little bit of noise on it, but I don't know. What's the deal with the antenna? Maybe you got to tighten things a little bit.
Yeah, hi, Lou. Yeah, it's a new mobile install. So I'm going to go over everything again and make sure the antenna mount is... grounded properly and whatnot. Receiving is great, but people have been telling me I'm noisy in the machine. Otherwise, I'll try a different antenna mount.
Yeah, it could be that. Could be if there could be anything. I actually, I jam my coax through the door. I close the door on it. So far, good. But, yeah. Yeah, you might have to, maybe you put an antenna analyzer on or something. Check the SWR and I'm sure you'll square it away. Yeah, I've got 75 on the car thermometer, not bad.
Y2S. Yeah, I didn't catch that station, but, mine says 81. All right, Lou, thanks for coming back. You have a good day. And
that other station getting in, trying
it again.
QEPM.
73.
W-I-3. And to NY2N, NY2H.
W-I-2N. Whiskey India 2 months.
And one more time.
Okay, this is W-I-2N. Whiskey India 2 months.
Got it. WI2M. Y2H, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Just trying to get in there last time out with this new radio. The Quanchang UDK5 started to program some frequencies this year. And the first one usually is Limon, 2 meter, 146.85. How do I sound on the radar antenna?
Well, you're noisy. A little less copy. I got 100% of that, but a little noisy. But okay, yeah, that's the that HT now that everybody's customizing firmware for, getting it to do all sorts of nifty things from what I see.
Yeah, absolutely. It took me a little bit of time because I wanted to put the firmware upgrade in there. I did the upgrade and it transmits from 50 megahertz all the way to 1300 megahertz. And and it does AM, FM, TW, which I haven't figured that out yet, and something they call double sideband. So some more testing to do, but I wanted to see how it sounded on FM.
But I say 100% readable, but there's, you know, fried eggs on your signal, and it may go in and out, I guess, as you move around. But, okay, very good. Any, I am at the bank, so at my destination, so I'll say 73 for now. Good luck with that, and we'll catch you again. This is NY2H Mobile, and I'll be clear on your final 73.
Okay, 7-3, Lou, thanks for the signal board. Have a great day. Yes, it is indeed amazing. I waited months for this. The warm weather, 73, enjoy.
WI2M, KC2, BZB.
Hey, Joe, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
KC2, GPM.
Yeah, not too bad. I see we have Ed coming back in there. I'm testing out the Quansheng UDK5. I've had that for a few weeks, but I've been mainly working on doing firmware upgrades. So now I'm at the point where I'm starting to put in frequencies. And you know, the one that usually goes into any new radio is 146.85. Ed, take a turn and then give it over to Joe.
Got about 10% of that, at the most. That's it.
Yeah, I agree. And all I got was that he's on the Wantagh Parkway, so he should be doing better. I don't know why you're so noisy. Ed, maybe you're on low power. You might want to crank it up a little bit. You were almost all noise, and I'm listening to my signal on the repeater. I can see there's a little bit of fried eggs on it, but I'm at least holding it. I'm on the rubber duck antenna with the Quansheng. Learning more and more about this radio every day with all kinds. It's amazing how with all these features, signal bar and all this stuff, and you just got to figure it out for yourself. There's very little stuff out there on the firmware rates. Joe?
Yeah, mine's all in the box. Let's get it. CB is better. Yeah, and I think maybe that antenna was no good. Oh, anyway, give it another try and then give it to Joe. KC2BZB.
Okay, same thing, about 5 to 10%. All noise, a lot of dropouts, not a good signal at all. Couldn't get what you said, so I'm not right. I know you picked up one of those two end mounts. I have one as well. Mine is also still in the bag, still in the box. And they come with those little compact antennas. I don't know if that's what you're using, those little compact 2 meter 440 that look like a big stub. If that's what you're using, you may want to change it. I think that's an NMO mount. You may want to change the antenna. Put a normal, big boy NMO mount. Joe, over to you.
Yeah, I was just going to look. I think Maldol makes an antenna like that. I think that's what that's a clone of. So if you want a real short antenna that's like 8 inches high but does well, in fact, I'm going to look up the information and I'll send it to you. $350, I get that. yeah, I got that on my list. I'm just, I think I'm just going to replace the antenna and coax. My antenna probably took a good shot. And you know something, when it's an intermittent problem, that's the worst thing. So I might just put in a new mobile antenna, and I always get the grounded ended ones, because then if your ground is good, and you have an antenna that requires the ground, then you have trouble. Whereas the ground independent ones shouldn't affect it. Eddie, give it another try.
That's the 7-3 amplifier. Every time somebody says 7-3 when they have a bad signal, it improves. Go ahead, take a full turn, Ed. That was decent. Ditch that antenna. I know Steve, K2YHY, last year was experimenting with that compact antenna. Take a look at those. Speak to Steve. I know he used it for a while. I don't know if those are good things about them. The compact antenna, they even have an HF bucket antenna now. 2 meter 440, and now they have a separate HF bucket, which basically it looks like a Home Depot bucket, and it's a self-contained HF antenna. So they got some pretty amazing stuff. Joe?
Yeah, I can't find that antenna I was looking. Maybe it's not a Maldol, but it's Steve KA2YY had gotten one. I don't know if he's using it. And you can set other bands out. And it worked really, really, really well. In fact, I remember Dick N2RIW was still alive, and he was talking to Steve about it, and they were doing tests, and Dick himself said he was pretty amazed at how well it worked. So I got to see if I can find that one. Anyway, it's a nice, beautiful day. One of those days that I'm glad I'm not working. All right, Eddie, we'll give you another shot, but this one wasn't too good.
Yeah, definitely not a good antenna, though. I've been using the same mount, the old Comet mount that's been discontinued. I've been using it for at least 15 years, and it just goes from car to car. There's nothing wrong. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, I say. Once it goes, then I'll swap it out. I did pick up one of those Bing Foos, the same one that Ed has. And then I think you're talking about, Joe, it's called a compact antenna. That's the one that Steve was messing around with last year. And this year, they actually, like I said, they got an HF antenna. There was a guy on YouTube showing it. Basically, put it on a ladder. The top of a ladder, it looks like a Home Depot bucket. And the coax comes right out the side. He was making contact with it on it. So, I mean, they're not cheap. I think they work well. You might want to look into that. It's called a compact antenna. All right, Joe, I got to get out of here. Well, I'm going to say 7-3. Nice to hear you guys on. Enjoy the day. It's amazing out there. WI2N. Joe, over to you for final.
Yeah, I see it, the compact antenna. Maybe I should consider it. That way I don't have to worry about whack. I think that's how I broke my other antenna. I hit something pretty hard with it. All right, 7-3-3-73, Ed. Hopefully we'll have better luck next time. KC2BZB, I'll be clear.
W2VL repeater. Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
NY2H. trying not to crash into things. You're going to be around?
I'm going to be around in the sense that I'm going to be home because I'm waiting for a cesspool guy. And in between 1 and 5, so I really don't have a good bead on exactly the time he's going to be here.
Okay, let me give you a quick phone call then.
And Y28, clear.
Will you be busy as a...
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WB2ZSC.
George, are your ears ringing?
Oh, yes they are, but how did you know I have tinnitus?
I didn't. We were talking about you. Maybe that's what causes the ringing. People talking about you.
Wow, I must be a celebrity because my ears ring all the time. Anyway, I have been waiting here for my friend Andrew. I did contact him. He got back to me. And he's not in town. He won't be in on Wednesday. But he said he's trying to get somebody to meet with the truck. But as of about an hour ago, I texted him if he had anything yet. Had anybody, and he has not responded. So apparently he has not been able to dredge up somebody to meet the truck. He won't be there.
Okay, well, send him a note. Tell him the following Wednesday's fine also. That's not a problem. It's not like a rush. I got to do it right this second thing. And if he'll be back in town, it might be a little bit easier.
So, in other words, it's sort of like, never mind, we'll do it later. That's the sort of the idea.
Well, you know, it's not that. It's got to be done on a Wednesday. If it's not this Wednesday, that's perfectly fine. We could do it the following Wednesday, which might be more convenient for him.
Okay, I'll mention that. I'll relay the message. Like I said, he was looking for somebody. Of course, he's definitely beating some engine in the city for some other purpose. I suppose, I don't know if you know it or not, but he actually does quite a few things. He's employed by several stations simultaneously. And apparently he has set days for them that are not Hofstra days. And I know he's at Hofstra on Thursdays. So, anyway, well, we'll see what he can do on Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not a rush anyway because it's not like the antenna's done either. So it's, you know, I'm just, you know, getting it. I have to get it there probably Wednesday is the easiest.
Yeah, okay. And just for the record, the bolts are still in the back of my car, so, yeah, same reason.
Yeah, I gotcha. Let's see. I'm just down Sullivan. I got to take care of something out here, and I got to make sure I make the correct right-hand turn.
Okay, and I assume that's at Adirondack Drive. Anyway, I'm far from there. I'm at place called Alhambra Beach, which is actually in Massapequa. The place where I usually hang out is the Florence Avenue Beach. It was absolutely mobbed today. Their parking lot was overflowing. They have a grass lot in the parking lot. And that was full of cars parked, too. And there's probably everybody with a two-year-old kid was out on that beach. So, very popular day today, and it's beautiful for it. I can see why they did it.
Yeah, I mean, the thermometer says 81 right now, so can't say that I blame them. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to be pulling into the parking lot in about 60 seconds, and I want to get this done promptly.
Okay, fair enough. We'll catch you later. And I'll send the message over to Andy. WB2ZSC, WB2IKK.
WB2ZSC. You know, I mean, It doesn't even have to be next week either. I mean, it's, you know, it should be a Wednesday.
Got it. Thanks.
Yeah, unless I figure out some other way around that. Okay. See you later. WB2ZSE.
Charlie listening.
I'm not even sure it's an issue yet. I don't remember what's there. And you know, hey, the only thing I know is what's over in Glen Oaks. I'll talk to you in a bit. WB2ZSE.
Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WB2ZSE, WB2IKK.
Have to do anything. The best news I've heard all day.
Just wait till the water gets there.
Yeah, you're in the noise.
Oh, I see why. I inadvertently put it on low power. I said wait till the plumber gets there.
Well, yeah, it isn't going to be as yours was.
Well, it depends. It depends on what's broken, and it depends on whether you can fix it.
All right, well, this is good, so we don't have to pull any out of anywhere, right?
It is correct.
All right. Very good. We don't have to set up TeamView or any of that nonsense. Okay. I'm good with that.
Yep, I knew that.
All right. Pricing Printer, Inc., and I'm listening to this article, which claims that people get a new printer, that one guy gets a printer every 3 months. Isn't that crazy?
I hope you realize they only give you solder ink in it.
Yeah, I know. I have HP, and they have this digital rights management baloney. And you can get other cartridges, and they claim they'll work, and sometimes they do, and maybe sometimes they don't. I don't know. But it's like printer ink and relates. So they'll take a loss on the printer and try to gouge you on the ink.
Yeah. Well, I see what happens. Speaking of place, I was thinking of trying Harry's.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, by the way, that's why I don't particularly care for inkjet printers. Obscenely overpriced things. Although Epson seems to be okay, they have the, you can pull it out of a bottle of cartridges. If you use it a lot, it's probably a worthwhile thing.
I'll have to look into that. Alrighty. I'm going to go.
You have fun. I'll talk to you later. WB2ZS.
NY2H.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2OSR.
W2OSR.
Hello, I think that was Joe.
Hello, let me look. Yeah, you're right, it is. How about that? W2OSR, how the heck are you?
I'm sitting here in my TV room with an ice bag on my knee because I had knee surgery on the 17th of April.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bobby. Take it easy on that. I know you sound terrific, so that's a good thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable at times, but I'm able to walk around the house, and I actually went out for a walk down my street a couple of days ago, so my mobility is fairly good. I just got to get the knee to bend a bit more than it is right now.
Story here. Do I have to wait for a beagle or just four?
Since I'm coming in on Echolink, there's a little bit of delay, and that's maybe what you're running to. I don't know if there's actually a beep that's associated with it or not.
I don't hear a beep or anything. All right, so what do? They reach the knee, right?
Exactly. I went to the hospital in Syosset, and the surgeon did a robotic knee surgery replacement for me. They actually had me up on my feet the day of the surgery for a couple of minutes.
You It's amazing what they can do. I'm so glad to hear you. The voice is great. What do you think of MFJ, Greg?
Oh, boy, what a vacuum that's going to create in availability of materials for ham radio. I just wish that Martin could have found somebody to take over the business. I don't know if they may try and sell off the individual business that he has gathered over the years or not. But, you know, I mean, where else are you going to find some of this stuff?
That's exactly right. I've been friends with him. We ordered 44 years. Friends from the beginning. I just believe
it. You must speak to magazine. Yeah, I heard that DX Engineering went out too. So I know somebody who's out in Colorado. He bought one of the smaller companies that was going to go out of business about 5 or 6 years ago. But I don't think he's got the capital he could buy something as big as MFJ.
Don't think.
All right,
Bob. I heard you. I had to say, well, take care of the
book
soon.
Maybe
WQ2.
Okay, Joe. Thank you.
73,
W2OSR.
W2OSR, KACCF.
Good afternoon, W2OSR.
Hi, Bob. I guess your state is post-need replacement. How you feeling?
Yeah, let's just say I'm temporarily incapacitated. I haven't got permission to be able to drive the car yet, so see what happens. They're getting the stitches out later this week.
Well, that's part of the course, but they're happy with it?
I'm not happy with the pain I feel every once in a while, but I don't have that grinding feeling in the knee anymore that I had, which is what prompted me to get the surgery done.
Yeah, Rod, I didn't say, are you happy with it? I said, were they happy with it?
Yeah, so far, you know, except for a little complication I had in the hospital, which they took care of very quickly, there haven't been anything unexpected. The physical therapist was here today, and he says, he said I'm well ahead of most of the patients he sees after the surgery. Well, that's because I prepped myself a bit before, so... Once I think after this week, I'll be able to go to a physical therapy place I like, and the guys will get me back into full operational mode here.
That's terrific. Sounds like everything is in place, including your name, so glad to hear that. I was copying the mail. Did you say DX Engineering went out? I didn't hear anything like that.
Yes, I'm still here.
I suspect you have a dead battery. Okay, well, I'm not hearing you except for a little blip now and then, so I will be standing by, but it's nice to hear you, boy. Good recovery, and we'll catch you a little later. Okay, it's good.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater. Thank you.
November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu, N2VHZ, you're listening.
Hello, Ken. KD2KNH.
Hey, what's up, Charlie? I'm sneaking through the reservation here, headed east to go mail some letters in Gordon, Nebraska. It's about, 30 minutes to the post office. How are you doing? Where you at?
All right, sorry, Ken. It was a little hard to hear you over road noise. Sounded like you said you were in your basement. I left Southampton. I'm around Wading River Road now in KLA.
Okay, very good. I see on the New York weather reports you got very good weather, very beautiful weather in New York. I'll speak louder. Okay, so I'm headed east in the reservation, headed through to speak out one of our exits to go to the post office in Nebraska. It's about a 30-minute drive to the post office out here. So I'm going out to go mail some letters. We have a decent day, not as nice as you. We got about 60 degrees. A couple clouds, but aside from that, it's not as nice as your weather, though. It looks like you got summertime where you're at.
W-H-C-S-M. Yeah, Ken, it's murder. They go right from cool weather to warm weather. It feels like it's 90, even though it was only 73, I believe, today.
W-H-C-S-M.
Okay, W-H-C-S-M, my buddy there, recognize. Very good. Let me hand it over to him after that, and you hand it early. So, the tornado situation here in Cape Girardeau, you heard about it. That's on the eastern part of the state, about 8 hours east of me in Elkhorn, just outside of Omaha, Lincoln. And that area was not developed so long ago. They developed that as a suburb of Lincoln. You know, people want to live right in Lincoln. You know, they have built these nice homes on the outside on a farmland they built home. And that farmland previously was thrashed by tornadoes. But, you know, then they built homes out there, and then it got thrashed by tornadoes again this weekend. So that's what you're seeing on the news, man. But out here, we've been relatively tornado-free, you know, knock on wood. So we've dodged the bullet again this year. So far, so good. Let me hand it over to WH2BFM, and you hand it over to Charlie.
Hello, WH2BFM. Hello, Charlie. Hello, Ken. Ken, when I spoke to you a few days ago, I asked you how many miles you put on your car each year. I was curious. I kind of fainted at
you. Not as many as you would imagine. About 50K. Charlie, you copy him? His audio's very low, Charlie. You able to copy him? Charlie's got a lot of road noise, so I've been very loud for him to overcome the road noise with my audio. Charlie, you able to copy that?
Yeah, I heard you, Ken. Still was pretty low, but, yeah, I'm driving on concrete, this road out here, but the tread is really noisy. So I'm going to sit on the street with you two guys, and you can fill him in on mileage and whatnot. And hello, Stu. KD2KNH on the side.
All right, my man. All right, I hear you. Yeah, I don't... It sounds funny, but not as much as you would think I do, because my trips are, I would say, you know, 100 here, 100 there, but they're not, you know, it seems like not as bad as they could be. Like, in some places where I've lived, North Carolina, New York, New Jersey. I actually put more miles on my car in New Jersey than I did living here, because I worked, you know, very far away from where I lived in New Jersey. I worked in Jersey City or Secaucus or whatever, and I lived up in the Suffolk County, and I was, you know, wearing the car out like crazy, you know. But here, I don't drive at all to work. I live right where I work, you know. And the only time I travel is when I go food shopping on the weekend or something, you know. So it's really, and it's not necessary, you know. Sometimes I won't do it at all, you know. So it's not all that bad. It probably should be 50 a year. But before I lived on the Indian reservation, you know, I'd probably do 30 a year. Hope that answers the question. Back to you, WH2VFM, N2VHC, mobile also.
Okay, okay, WH2VFM. Is this any better, by the way, Ken?
Man, you are sounding wonderful now. You sound beautiful. Yeah, every day it's like, I forget how many miles of Jersey, but it was necessary to get to work. Back and forth, like a ping pong ball, you know? Oh, it was horrible, you know? Hours of my life wasted on that highway. And it was 8 lanes wide, and all you saw was taillights, you know? Here, I don't have to do that, you know? And I'm constantly traveling. The car is always in motion, so it doesn't feel like... And there's almost no maintenance done to the car. There's oil changes. I never use the brakes, you know? It's not at all, actually. It's totally different. So I've had this car, I'll tell you right now, I've had this car 15 years right now. No, I'm sorry. It's a 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee. I've had it 10 years, right? And I have 150,000 miles on it. So that's not bad, right? Back to you.
Do you enjoy driving?
Out here I do, because I can go 100 miles an hour, you know? Some trips I don't like. I don't like taking my kids to my ex-wife to drop them off because I don't like looking at her face. I don't like her attitude. And I don't like the purpose of taking them 2 hours to drop them off because she decided to move 4 hours away. But I like taking them other places, you know, but I don't like taking them because of the end result, you know. And then I don't like going to pick them up, you know, because they come back with an attitude, you know, but... Other places I don't mind. I wouldn't drive to New Jersey or New York, you know, because then I got to drive back here. I'd rather drive to the airport. I would enjoy driving to the airport. So to answer the question, do I enjoy driving? I like driving in Germany. I love driving in Germany. A nice sports car down the Autobahn, you know. But I like driving out here on these two-lane highways. Sometimes I can put the pedal down, you know. I got a couple of tickets, I got a couple of warnings, but, yeah, I like it with a good car, yeah. But sometimes the purpose, the end result takes away from it when I have to go bring the kid to the ex-wife, but the actual function of driving, yeah, and then I like talking on the ham radio when I'm driving. I like talking to you, makes it a pleasure. Back to you.
Well, thank you very much. You're going to laugh, but I put on about 4,800 miles car.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I used to have two cars. When I got divorced, I went down to one. And my job changed, so, you know, I didn't always work up here. I used to work right where I live. I used to lease a vehicle because I didn't drive so far at one point, you know. I actually used to lease this car because I never drove anywhere. And I put no mileage on it quite a few years. When I fell in love with it, I decided to buy it out, you know. So here I am driving east to go to the post office. And there's actually a post office on the reservation. But I mailed letters out of it. And it's going to sound funny. And they never got to where I mailed them to. Now, in this day and age, would you believe that you mail a letter and get to where it goes? I've never heard of that before, you know. But it never got to where I mailed it to. I've never heard of that happening. So I just don't trust the post office on the reservation, you know. So it's a U.S. post office. So I'm just going to go drive half an hour up to Nebraska and put it in a real post office that I trust, you know. It's unbelievable, you know. And I'll tell you a story about the post office here. I was sitting in line one day during the Kolaris thing, and it smelled so putrid in the post office. We were waiting in line that the woman in front of me started to vomit. It smelled distinctly like a dead, rotting corpse. Was somewhere in that post office. So bad, the lady ran out of line, went outside, and I heard her vomit on the sidewalk outside.
Well, it's gross. I have no idea what it was. What can you do? Anyway, Ken, I got a phone call, so I'm going to go run, but I'm glad I hooked up with you here and found out your situation. I can get with everything you said, and I totally agree. So, well, stay healthy. And happy, and don't drive too much. Have a good afternoon. We'll talk to you again. WAVFM.
It's cool, man. Thanks for questioning what I do. I enjoy answering it, man. Hey, I'll see you later. I like sharing what I got to do out here. You know, who knows how I'll be doing this for me, you know, not much longer. So I'm glad to enlighten people on the other side of life out here. and come from there to here. Different be. Maybe somebody will pick up the torch and run with it. They'll be like, man, I want to live out there now. I'll see you later. 73 is my friend. This is N2VHD Mobile. Bye.
Take care, Ken. Talk to you soon. You will. WA2VFM.
Hey, all right. I'll see you later. Let me see if my friend Charlie's still hanging there, man. Charlie, you still cruising, man, with that high noise level on from your tires?
KD2Hitch. Well, Ken, I'm William Floyd Parkway now. Not much. Not nice, quiet road. I was following your traffic, though. I got a thing in that post office. They have their own private bathroom. And you're missing letters with a letter carrier that died in there. So that might be the case.
That happened. Killed him. Dead animal up in the ceiling or something. That post office is nasty. There's homeless people hanging out. It's ridiculous, man, that you have to step over them to get to get into the post office. They actually close the entire facility at night. You can't even get to a P.O. box if you have one. They have to lock it down. It looks like a New York City subway station from the 60s and 70s. It is nasty. Man, I was in Alliance this weekend, by the way, and that's in the Indian Reservation. I don't go to that. I'd rather drive 30 minutes, go mail my letters, man, and that's what I'm doing. Hey, and needless to say, we don't have mail delivery. They don't even have mail delivery on the reservation. They just have a mail, you know, a post office, and that's it. Hey, on the next round, wait to hear what happened to me on this weekend in Alliance. It's crazy, man. Back to you.
All right. Well, Ken, always interesting stories from out your way. But you brought back some memories of the 60s, 70s, before Giuliani fixed the city. I mean, it was horrible. Smells and the people you'd have to step over and deal with, like all of our major cities these days. Over to you.
It was just like the olden days. It felt like yarn and Easties. That's how it smelled in the post office there. So this weekend, I had two kids run at my house. My daughters went out to play in the park, right? The public park. They're like 10 and 11. I was downstairs fixing my shack up. One of the stations down there fixing it up. And I heard a bunch of footsteps come running in the front door, so I let it go a little while. About a half hour later, about 1 o'clock, 1300 hours, I go upstairs and say, who's in the house? My daughter with two of her friends, about 10 years old. I said, before you bring people in the house, I wish you would ask me, hey, Dad, can I bring friends in? But we'll let it slide. Who are you kids? And one of them's wearing pajamas. And I said, two little girls said, so why are you wearing pajamas? And she says, I know this girl from before. Why are you wearing pajamas? You've been to my house before. You know they don't run around with pajamas on. Why are you doing that? Well, I left my clothes over at my friend's house. We were at sleepover. I said, does your parents know you're running around during the day with pajamas on? She says, no, I wore them because I can't find my clothes after sleepover. So I just put my pajamas on and I'm running around all day with them on. So I said, you know, that's not appropriate clothes to be running around the city with. You need to be, like, wearing regular street clothes. And I started to tell her, sleeping clothes are for sleeping, and street clothes are for street. You don't wear this for that and that for this. We went on. So I'm going to call up your mother, all right, and we're going to have her come pick you up because she's not aware you're wearing sleeping clothes, is she? She says, no. I said, so I'm going to have her come pick you up, and you're both going to leave my house because I don't want either of you in here uninvited. It's some fishy business going on here. So her mother rolls up, gets out of the car, wearing pajamas. And I said, whoa, what's this all about? Her mother gets out of the car, screaming at me, giving me the F word. You effing this and you effing that. You don't tell my daughters it's not appropriate to wear pajamas walking around. I said, well, look at you. You look like a nutcase yourself wearing pajamas. And she's like, I wear whatever I want. Wear. You effing this and you effing that. I'm like, and she's got like purple hair, shaved on the sides. She looked like an overgrown Teletubby. I had to throw her off my property. And I said, take your kid with you. It was the funniest thing. Back to you.
KD2KNH. Well, Ken, no matter how far you travel in the country or in the world, there's still weird people out there. And you have to deal with them. I agree with you 100%. But, you know, things have changed a lot since I was a kid. But I mean, you see people with pajamas in Walmart. Just insane.
I said to my daughter, if my doctor, I said to my daughter, you saw the doctor that came in to do my back surgery, my neurology doctor and all my neurosurgeon and all, yeah, and you saw all my doctors, yeah. If they walked in the room wearing pajamas and slippers, would you have confidence in their ability? And my daughters go, no, not at all. And I said, so you wonder, there's an unspoken confidence. There's a spoken word about how you represent yourself to the, and you present yourself, right? She said, yes. And my daughter said, Dad, do you understand also that when you color your hair a certain way, that has something to do with the LGBTQ flag? Her mother has her hair colored that way because she is part of that flag also. Did you know that, Dad? I said, no, I didn't. She said, so, Dad, you got to be careful. These people color their hair that way because it's part of the flag. Those stripes mean something. I have no idea what any of that means. I mean, I know what it means overall, but thank you for filling me in on that, too. My daughter goes, yeah, I know what you mean, Dad. And I said, yeah, but her father does. So I called the cops regardless, you know, and I asked them, what are my rights and options? The cop said, you're perfectly within your rights to do whatever you did. You know, don't worry about it. You know, and the cops just said, you know, I wouldn't invite the people. I wouldn't have that in my house no more if I were you. I said, no, I'm not. Trust me. Back to you, Charlie.
82 KMH. Well, you know how I feel about that lunacy and the woke movement. It forever ruins rainbows for me. I don't mind anybody being whatever they want to be. They're right until they push it in your face or on TV. But we won't go there because we don't want to be negative. But I'm pretty great, conservative, old school. So, you know, I think all things should be.
I hear you. I'm crossing over the home of Arbor Day. That's right. Today's Arbor Day. Nebraska started it. The only offices that are open are federal offices. All the state offices and local offices in Nebraska are closed today because it's a state holiday. It's Arbor Day in Nebraska. They started it. I just crossed over the state line and read the state sign. Yeah. It's Monday. Today's Arbor Day. So, yeah, I was shocked by that person's conduct towards me. I said, look, I'm just telling you that your kid's walking around in public in pajamas. Obviously, she condones it because she's wearing pajamas. And I'm not saying that for nothing. You can wear pajamas all you want in the house, but I don't think it's respectful to do that. These people have some kind of latent, you know, they have some anger, you know, and they're wearing these clothes as a trigger to get you to say something to them. And then when you say something to them, they release this pent-up anger on you. It's all balled in them like a rubber band. And then unleashing it on you as a victim. You say something like, hey, stupid, what are you wearing pajamas for? Boom, here it comes. Like you just broke the dam open on them, you know, and they're going to release all their anger on you. And they're doing it on purpose. I could care less, man. Bring it on, man. I've seen where I had it all happen to me, man. I'll give them a fight. Verbal if they want, I could care less. But I'm not going to do it in front of a little kid. But she had no compunction about saying F you and F this in front of her daughter, man. So I told her, watch your mouth. You got a garbage can for a mouth, lady, and get off my property. She was like saying all of this stuff. Can't even look embarrassed of her own mother. Needless to say, she weighed about 500 pounds. Too. Back to you.
KB2KNish. Well, interesting story again. It's everywhere. And you're right about triggering. Some people are looking for it. I remember back in the years and years ago when a gay couple wanted a conservative Christian owners to make a cake. And they said, you know, it's all right to say no. And, of course, they got attacked. And, you know, things have progressed to where they are today. It's unfortunate.
I mean, like, no, I'm sitting there doing my fatherly duty. This kid comes running in my house uninvited after wearing pajamas. I just run around him. Run around in him. If my daughter was running around in pajamas after sleepover, A, the parents that let her run out of the house like that